This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Dave had a lovely poxy morning. He won himself Dua Lipa tickets.
I did, and now I'm about to get hit in the face for it.
Okay. But I don't have as good a throw as you.
Let's go.
No, this is going to be so bad.
I'll give you context.
Can someone who's good throw it?
Okay, let me just explain to people listening. So basically, we have these mic muffs. They basically just go on top of our mic.
They're don't like throw until things. This is explained.
Yeah. And yesterday, because Dave has, sorry. No offense, like not like he's got ADHD.
He's got a not good personality.
Random things come into his head and he can't stop. So yesterday he wanted to test the strength of one of these things hitting us across me and Fiona's head. So
he started with face and we said that could be dangerous. So do the back of the head instead. So there's no injury to the moneymaker.
Much safer place of the body.
Now you would think that like these mic muffs have no weight whatsoever, but they do give you a fine slap. And then today, Fiona would have every right to go to HR with this.
I would.
Absolutely, yeah. That was totally my bad.
What did I even do?
I don't know. We were joking. We were being giddy.
And he caught one and fucked it at her nose. And I know from yesterday, from Dave testing it out in us, that it actually hurts. So.
But it kind of, it
Emma's
went on my cheek
it worse than
and,
it
a little, and a little bit of it went on.
Emma's making
the,
it sound worse than it was. It wasn't that bad.
Boys only do that if they like you. Yeah. So it's grand.
So now Callum is going to belt one off Dave's head.
The AFM one is heavier, so that's what I'm using.
Oh. Okay. Close your eyes.
Go.
He missed. Oh!
Yeah. Oh, that's grand.
Isn't it worse on the back of the head, weirdly?
Oh, I don't know.
He shoots.
Really bad throw.
He misses. Oh. Okay. Go on, give mine a belt inside of the face there.
No, no, Emma, you don't deserve that. You didn't do anything wrong.
That is heavier. Oh, that is a bit heavier, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's firmer.
I won't go too hard. No, I just got your thing.
Stay away from
Emma, here we go. And one more. There we go.
It doesn't hurt, but I didn't expect it to cause like that.
Yeah. Ever since Fiona joined the show, we've got an awful visual.
We have. Sorry, I'm bad at that. But I'm new to this crazy industry we call radio.
Have a great weekend. We're just going to throw things at each other in here.
Spins Fully Charged is on. Waking you up
with McDonald's. Enjoy a delicious sausage and egg McMuffin served until 11 a.m. Spins.
1038. Dublin.
Is
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh,
thank God for that.
Thank God. Happy weekend.
Number one, I just Googled, Dave. Are nosebleeds contagious? They're not.
Oh, no. You got a nosebleed?
I have had my first nosebleed now that I've had in ages.
The last two mornings with a nosebleed.
God, they're gross, aren't they?
They really are.
Stop trying to one-upper on nosebleedness. It's her moment now.
Oh, sorry, Emma. You're totally...
Oh, you had a nosebleed? I had two. God, it's awful.
I had none.
I got a drip on my trousers.
Oh, no. And you're wearing nice trousers.
Yeah, like bloody
trousers.
You have
trousers. A tailored look going
People
on.
People think I had a big accident.
It was, but it wouldn't have reached that far down. Where's you know?
Where is it? Is it on the knee?
No, it's kind of on the thigh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, girl.
In other
Emma
news.
Emma had an accident.
In other news.
Judge.
What happened in the studio last night?
I don't know, but producer Callum is not happy.
No, he's not.
There's a lot of stuff going on. I found a snotty tissue on the
Did
ground.
Did you?
Which I had to pick up with antibacterial wipes and then, of course, disinfect my own hands. Callum's desk is all wet.
My desk was actually, to paint a picture, Dave sits on the opposite side of the room to me. My desk was actually by Dave.
The last people in here were Jamie and Faye.
They're messes up.
Aren't they?
I think.
I don't like it because me and Faye share a desk now.
Yeah.
Snore. Does Jamie take your desk?
Jamie takes my desk.
And does everything look different in the morning after Jamie being
no,
there?
No, Jamie's terrified of me, so he cleans up.
How do I make Faye terrified of me?
Leave threatening notes.
Yeah. Yeah.
My headphones to be missing every morning off wandering.
You need to get the fear in her. You
need to get it. I don't think she'd have any fear in her. I think she's too like, la-di-da-di-da, everything's
she's
happy.
She's a brave girl.
Yeah,
It'll
yeah.
It'll take a lot to take her down.
This would never have happened with Shireen.
Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like
summer's number one hit music station. Hey, he's back. Lewis Capaldi took some time out for health reasons lately, but he's releasing a brand new single. I didn't even know he had music cooking.
Okay.
And a brand new single to bring you on the show after 8 o'clock this morning, just released today from Lewis Capaldi.
Exciting.
Very, very exciting. Speaking of music, Very good.
Here's a song.
Why? Glastonbury has gotten underway. The main vehicle I've been watching it through is Joanne McNally thinking she got scammed and then making it there. I'm like, yes, girl. I've also been consuming a lot of girls, the girly pops arriving in a full head of rollers for their entire like 5 mile trek.
That's
with
like EP
their mode. Bags and everything, and just the rollers are intact, which I stan. 5 day festival, obviously. It's like, I feel like Electric Picnic is kind of hard enough to pack for. You're like, what am I going to need down there? And you do see some mad things. But I feel like for 5 days, and it's a real, it's just like an ecosystem in itself. Like,
five
what are you bringing?
Too long. It's too long.
I was only saying to Jack last night, I was like, I've been saying for years, I'd love to go.
Yeah.
And I'll never get myself organised enough, probably. But it's the kind of place that I'll go if I really want to save up for it and go big, as in like go in a camper for the week, for the 5 days.
Yes.
Do you know, like,
that's how to do it.
Yes. And I think that's something I need to be saving for now for next year. And then another year rolls around and I'm like, oh, I didn't do that again.
Yeah.
I am following actually another comedian I know, Sharon Mannion. She's there performing and she's done the camper van and she is so smug and it's incredible. But some people who haven't brought a camper van, bring some other choice items with them. You probably saw this was huge, like Glastonbury 2023. A man brought down a full double bed, dismantled.
I didn't see this.
He packed it in his car, like took it apart, like folded up the mattress and everything, all the bits. And then he walked, whatever, the 6 miles to get like from his car to his tent.
Oh,
I know.
God.
Stop. And he reassembled the bed and put up a picture on Twitter and all his like.
I think if I remember correctly, he had like a bedside locker and everything going on there,
the
and
works,
like a little touch lamp.
The works.
Class.
He had it all. So that's one of the weirdest things. And I was like, what other strange things have people brought to Glastonbury? And it kind of, everything's so weird these days that it's hard to even, like some of the things that I saw online was like a guy in a stormtrooper onesie. And I was like, that's not weird. Like,
no.
That's standard.
That's attention seeker.
Yes. Some things that do stand out. A man who brought a trench coat. Sounds normal enough. Opened up the trench coat.
Oh no.
Lined with Ziploc bags of biscuits.
Oh great.
All different types.
What a king.
That's the
any
British way.
You want a biscuit?
Have a Mickey, love.
Yeah. Ready for tea.
I thought you said something else. It starts with an M. Which I'm sure people are having at Glastonbury. Someone said about him, what a jammy dodger. And I say, yes. True.
Because you had nothing better.
Yeah, I say, I agree with that. Reddit, man. Next that I saw, of course, on Reddit, a man dancing on his own, standard, at Glastonbury, with a taxidermy fox.
Nice.
In one of the tents near the glade.
Are we sure it was taxidermy?
Yeah, because someone else said, I've met that taxidermy fox, but I've forgotten its name. Rude. Okay. Also, Bernard, another taxidermy fox owned by a friend. So a few people are packing their taxidermy
that's
foxes.
Disgusting.
Like, that's essential to bring. But some of the weirdest things, obviously, it's the richest people who are doing the weirdest stuff. So
always
some,
is.
Yeah,
it?
Some of the craziest things are happening at the, like, luxury teepee area.
I think having money just means you get bored very easily.
Yeah, exactly, like Sulper and vibes.
They all do weird stuff.
They're all mad. So at the luxury teepees, which will cost you 29k for
what?
The weekend to camp. Yeah.
serious?
Yeah.
How many fit in there?
I don't know, like a few. But I say it's 29 per head. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah.
There's no chance it's 29 grand per head.
As reported by the Mirror,
David. My God.
And these are the reasons why it costs so much. You'll arrive by helicopter. Skip all the blast out traffic. Okay. Very good.
Okay.
On site, a swimming pool where you can relax after a rave in the woods. And it actually looks like a clean swimming pool. Not like, do you remember when they brought the swimming pool to Electric Picnic? And I was like, I'm not getting it.
No,
that's just a little lake, a pond, if you will. Makeup artist from Sephora. Okay. Standard. Or
Sephora as well. I mean, they're really going for it there.
Or self-serve Sephora products if you want to just do your own bits. An IV drip station.
That's,
for if you're feeling fragile.
That's so bizarre. They started doing that in a couple of years ago at some
in Brian
festival.
Thomas as well.
Yeah, but they started doing that at festivals. Like.
Oh yeah. Do you know when you like hook yourself up with an IV drip like at a hospital if you're dehydrated and they're putting hydration into you? But at Glastonbury, instead of important fluids, it's like green juice detox made by like a hippie woman from Somerset.
Don't do that,
okay? Obviously, saunas, ice baths, massages, all the standard stuff.
My God.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
That is how how to do it, though.
It is, but would you be spending 29k?
No, I'd rather go to like somewhere I have never, like, I'd actually rather go to like, I don't know, Australia, like Kathmandu. Somewhere really cool I haven't been before, yeah, rather than going to sit in a, like, you're still sitting in a field in England.
However you try and dress it up, you're in England.
And even though you're like in the fancy area, you still have to trek through the same mud and shite that the rest of everyone else
but
does.
They're
as
very
well.
Close, they're very close to where the centre of it all.
Right. Let's just get a helicopter.
Get your helicopter up to main stage. Just what are you giving out?
Pay someone to give you a piggyback or something. New Miley Cyrus now, an Easy Lover at Spin.
I feel like sometimes, and I know this won't come as a shock to you guys, I feel like sometimes I just need to shut up.
Don't say that, Dave.
Thank you. Reason being that I got Pippa into Love Island this year. Right.
You got her? Was she not watching it already?
No, she wasn't. I was like, you need. She just didn't watch this season.
Oh, yeah.
After a week, I was like, you need to watch this season. This season is bizarre.
You have been a dedicated spokesperson for this season.
Honestly,
to be fair.
It's excellent. Right. So
I was going to ask last night. I was saying to Jack, can we give it a go? How far behind are we to start now? Two weeks,
maybe. Yeah, there's a lot going on, but yeah. So I got her into it, and then when we went on holidays for the week, we were watching it every night. So every night we'd go up for dinner, and then we'd come back. We get some snacks and we watch Love Island.
It was just
a nice way of spending the evening. Yeah.
That is cute.
Yeah, it was very cute. But now she's gone to America for work and she has no Love Island there.
Mm.
No VPN, no channel with Love Island.
Damn.
So we have basically resorted to me texting her play-by-plays of the episode.
Live updates.
Live updates every single ad break.
Ooh, wow.
So it's gotten to the point where I'm like, I'm taking probably about 15 minutes to write one episode or one 15 minutes, one ad break. Do you know what I mean? And I'm just texting it to her. Like, look at the length of this text I sent.
Whoa. Give us an idea.
Right, so basically I was like,
did you need to write that?
No. Okay, it's been a huge 15 minutes. Tommy pulled Megan for a chat and they argued again. He basically said he didn't want to be in a love triangle, so Doug go do her own thing, and she walked off. Connor told Emily he kissed Megan. Emily seemed to be excited to come back to Connor. He wasn't happy she came back without someone. She's upset he kissed Megan. Connor keeps lying, saying he still wants to get to know Emily. Clearly he doesn't. I was also adding in my own opinions.
That's good.
Course,
you have to add it with a smash of personality.
I started texting her at 9:30. Updates at 9:30. I did not finish until 10:15.
Wow.
Dang.
Honestly, I feel like I wrote the script.
Oh my God, the length of these
Get
messages.
That over to Ian Sterling now.
Honestly, I wrote the script for the whole thing.
So they came back from the sleepover place. Are they back from that
now?
And this is all the fallout.
Yeah, basically. But I put it up on Instagram being like, Pippa's in Boston, so giving her play-by-plays of Love Island. And everyone started getting on to me. One, because I have her full government name as her name on WhatsApp. Like, it's her
I'm
full
still
name.
Emma Nolan on Jack's phone. Wrecks my head.
Yeah, you're Emma Nolan, you're Fiona Frawley, you're Callum Farmer. Like, there's no...
Oh, you guys to me are all your name and then the tornado emoji for Spin.
Wow.
She's like that. Yeah.
That's very good.
It's bizarre.
Okay, is that weird? Government name for your girlfriend?
So everyone either was getting on to me for that or basically saying that I was the best boyfriend ever. And I was like, I totally agree. Totally.
Was she very appreciative?
She loved the update.
Yeah.
Which was stupid though, because she rang me straight after. I was like, I could have just told you.
You need to know what is happening now.
It spins fully
charged. Recharged. Nathan Daw, that's new. It's called Over You on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. Last night I was texting my girlfriend Pippa some updates on Love Island and I screenshot it and put it on Instagram and everyone started giving out to me because I have her full government name as her name in my phone, Pippa Doyle, and I'm like, what's the problem with that? I was like, why don't you even put a little emoji beside it like have just her first name? Because that's her name. What do
I
you
just go with Jack for Jack.
Do you? But do Jack. You not know another Jack? Well, I suppose I don't know another Pippa.
No, just Jack.
Dwayne is D Dog. Baby emoji.
No, he's not.
I swear to God.
He's D-Dog.
D-Dog. Because on one of our first dates, he said, you can just call me D-Dog. And then he was like, oh my God, why did I say that? And he was like, no, please, please never call me that. I'm so embarrassed. And I was like, that is what you're going in my phone.
Oh my God.
And what I'll call you forever.
My friend has her fella saved as Baby.
Baby?
Oh, get like in the bin.
Baby calling.
Guys, I think it's cute. I feel like a lot of dog owners relate to this. I see your head chirp up, Emma. Do you ever make up songs about your dog when it's just like lying there on the couch and you kind of just have to make up a little jingle per se?
I can't say think I do, but maybe maybe in time.
Yeah, you'll get there. It's like big on TikTok, people like making up songs about their dogs and kind of the tune it goes to. And okay. I have a lot.
As in like, I'm walking my dog and he's just gonna
Or like, Danish is the best girl. Look at her
and you sing
sitting
it
there.
To Danish.
And she just stares at me like losing the will to live. But sometimes it can be hard to come up with that kind of stuff yourself. Mm. So we were celebrating a big milestone for Dainey Dooney a while ago. It was the second anniversary of her living with us in our household.
Since you adopted her,
yeah, which gives me a small bit of an ick. But it was like her 2 year anniversary.
These crumbling couples, you know what I mean?
I know.
Oh, stop.
With their tote bags and their dog anniversary.
I tell you, if she was three legged, it'd be doors for us. But she, Dwayne likes to put together. My partner Dwayne likes to put together like a little reel of all her best bits of the year and share that. And the first year he did it, there was this existing song he put to it, which was called, it went like, I love my dog as much as I love you. That wasn't AI, that's like an existing song by someone. But he was like, let's up the stakes this year. So he found this like AI website that can make up a song about your chosen subject.
Yeah.
It's suno.com. That's SUNO.com. Not a spawn, just really believe in them as a business. And you put in as much detail as possible. So he probably put in something like, Danish is my perfect princess dog. She's a lurcher, she loves butter, and she wears a crown.
And it comes up with a song.
It comes up with a song in whatever kind of genre you want, whether you want it to be rock, country, rap.
This sounds
R&B.
Amazing.
So this is the song for Danish. Sounded a bit like this.
Danish runs fast.
Stop it. That is, so did you add the roughs?
That is her real bark when she was watching Beethoven 2.
So you added that in. There was a bit of production in this.
Oh yeah, there's all sorts of production values.
Sorry, that's really good.
Did you like that one?
Yeah, I really like that. That's my vibe of music.
Yeah, well, I've actually prepared one myself as well. I thought, like, what's been big for me recently? What could I write a song about? And I have, for my sins, been back in the NCT Centre this week.
Now,
how
did you get on?
I finally passed.
Thank God.
There was a whole thing where I forgot to bring it back within the 30 days when there was just, it was a palaver. Within the 30 days of when you can bring it back for free and all, I was like 5 days late. I thought they wouldn't notice, but they were like, Fiona. And I was like, oh, really? I didn't notice the date. Did I do that? I brought it back and it passed. But it's just a tough experience when you're in there. Like, I feel like everyone is so mean. Not to generalize, if you are a lovely NCT worker, please get in touch. But like, I'm going to say 3 minutes late for this NCT. And the man who greets you at the like arrival.
Oh, with the clipboard.
With the clipboard. He goes, get in there fast before you're not allowed to do the test. And when someone approaches me with that kind of energy, I just go, perfect, thank you so much. I like, I'm like, just completely ignore it and like be really polite back and show no fear.
Oh yeah, that'll show him.
Well, it does for me. That like helps me. So here's the song I wrote about the NCT. Here's the start of it.
Well, I'm slow and I won't be right. Just need to know if it's safe inside.
That's all you need to know when you arrive into the NCT.
Taylor Swift vibes.
A bit of country. In the verse, I thought, let's get into a bit more about why these people here seem to hate me.
The rules keep shifting like a faulty gear. Is it me or is the problem clear? I get it tough. Your job ain't a breeze. But could you spare some kindness? Oh, please.
Love that.
Also, as a prompt, I said, can we make up our minds or not about whether we have to have the hubcaps on or off? But I think that was a bit too advanced for the AI.
Or whether or not we should bring the log tables.
Yeah, oh well, I don't bring that anymore. Sorry. But yeah, then we kind of hit it with the big kind of come all ye about the song about the NCT. Why are they so upset?
Art truly is dead.
Oh man, I'm so scared.
But they could have never done it without my prompt. So guys, would you have any any subjects you might like to write a song about. Oh. We've got about 3 minutes here.
Oh, so I can go on to your precious Suno.com.
Thank you for remembering the name. Okay. That's all it takes if you have an idea.
Oh, I'm curious, actually, because I've recently discovered the art of pedicure, what I could say about my experience.
Oh, very
recently.
Good.
Okay, that was
very
pretty good. Joyous.
Yeah. Very nice. I learned through song, and I don't know any towns in Ireland, so how about I learn towns in Ireland through song?
That's great.
Okay, I'm opening
specifically Leitrim, because why not?
Okay,
Suno.com.
Yeah.
We'll be right back to you. You're on Spin.
This morning on the show, we are talking about AI songs and a wonderful website called Suno.com where you can put in a prompt and get it to write whatever you want in whatever genre you want. I got it to write a song about my experience at the NCT Centre earlier in the week. And I tasked the guys with 3 minutes during that song there to come up with their own. So, Emma, what have you got for me?
Okay, so I was kind of under pressure there quickly. It's a great website, by the way. And I suppose what's kind of grating on me lately is every time I look down, I am absolutely riddled in split ends.
Aww.
Despite cutting so much off my hair in recent months, and I thought I'd be out of the split end game for a while. So this is kind of a heartbreaking pop song about my experience lately with my split ends.
I cut it off to start anew, but these ends, they just split right through.
It really goes for it then in the chorus. Oh my god. So sad. It's crazy.
It's mad that it's not real.
I know.
She needs to be real so that she can start going out with Lewis Capaldi because the two of them would make magic.
That needs to chart. I mean, I do miss the length. I miss it so much. It's so right.
I wonder would that be a new genre of music, AI music?
AI, I think so too.
Oh, imagine it could be in the charts. Christmas number one could be AI.
After the first chorus, it just breaks into this.
I stare too long, I can't unsee.
I would listen to that.
It's very kind of Hailee Steinfeld / Falsy, kind of that.
I would definitely listen to that.
Yeah, really I think it's a beautiful song.
Send me that, Lee.
Send me that. Yeah, MP3 with that to me, or Bluetooth that to me.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so my one, I was just like, okay, thinking randomly about one of my favourite radio presenters, right? His name is Dave Duke, and he is from the county of Leitrim. Okay. And he's always going on his Instagram about Leitrim. And I realise I've never even been to Leitrim.
I
don't even know how to spell Leitrim, right? No. So I was like, why don't I learn about Leitrim? Because Dave Duke seems to like it so much. Why don't I learn about Leitrim? So I asked this Suno website, said, write me an emo song, because that's the music I like.
Of course.
Write me an emo song about the towns in Leitrim. And it starts off like this. So we got a Ballinamore in there, Drumsna, Drummond, and Mohill, apparently.
Maybe I'm getting old, because this emo music, they need to speak up.
I specifically asked it to be louder than the music, but it did not understand at all.
Okay, so not that advanced.
Verse 2 isn't that good, but I did just want the first three words in it, because it's very funny to hear an emo song say this.
Carrick on Shannon, dreams. Man,
Kesh Carrigan.
Kesh Carrigan sighs as the past lingers near.
And Fina.
Beautiful.
Oh, give me Carrick on Shannon again.
Carrick on Shannon.
Oh, wow.
And then finally we go to the chorus and he just talks about Leitrim in general.
Leitrim.
Ghostly streets, harsh on Leitrim.
My favourite line has to be Drummond's River flows like tears in my veins.
No, that's incredible.
Tears don't flow through veins.
Okay, so just to wrap, we had the opportunity to do something magic, and you wrote about an NCT, I wrote about split ends, and you wrote about Leitrim.
I did, yeah.
These are the things that make us feel. Okay?
Like tears in my veins.
1038. Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Welcome to the weekend. Hope all is well.
Thank God for that. That week did fly, to be honest.
So fast.
Yep. The weeks do be going by quickly.
I couldn't get out of here fast enough yesterday.
Yeah, you left very quickly.
Yeah, Mr. Hugh Callum seemed very concerned about if I had everything organised for today. He did a checklist and I was like, yes, teacher. Yes, teacher, that's completed. Yes, teacher, that's ready for tomorrow. Why was I in such a rush?
I don't know. I thought maybe you had an appointment that you didn't tell us about or something.
Yeah.
And then...
I did kind of have an appointment.
An appointment of sorts.
Yeah.
And then go on, tell us what your appointment was.
Well, the red signs were up in Zara.
Ah, there you go.
The red signs. Explain for the men listening.
The sale
they
is
declared
on.
War on H&M.
So that basically means you get everything for nothing, and I needed to give it a solid 40 minutes of my time yesterday to go through everything rail by rail. So
and you needed to get there immediately
yeah. While there's still sizes. So you can't be messing around because everything will be a size 6 left and there'll be nothing there.
I thought there was something wrong. I thought there was something important that you had to get to. I thought maybe the dogs, because I know you're minding two dogs, maybe the dogs had killed each other or something. She needed to get home. She needed to look after her fella. She needed to do something. And then I go to the car maybe an hour later, and who's walking back to her car with a huge bag of clothes and a sheepish look on her face like a
I was caught red handed by David Hammond, who was driving out of the car park, and me and I literally had to look away and look down with shame.
And I was like, hi Emma.
I was like, I'm going to hear about this tomorrow.
New music now. My note. This is new to the Spin playlist.
Who's got new music?
It's me, guys.
Is it you?
Yeah.
Lewis Capaldi took a break, which he says he needed, and obviously he's
not believe him.
Allegedly
needed.
Oh God, it's good to have him back, and this is his brand new song just released today.
I'm excited.
Let's let the man himself introduce it on the show.
Ireland, you beautiful country, I miss you so much. It's Lewis Capaldi here, and my new single Survivor's out now. I hope you love it, and I cannot wait to see you all very, very.
Back after 2 years, that's Lewis Capaldi and Survive on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
It's beautiful.
It's lovely.
Dave, I love it so much.
I've just been looking into it, and apparently, to get his confidence back, he was doing some shows in Scotland with a mental health service.
That would get your confidence very low.
No, it's a mental health service called Calm, and apparently, he was performing with them, and it got his confidence back to do some gigs.
That's good.
It's been 2 years since he had that really tough performance at Glastonbury, and that's when he said, right, I need to take a break and focus on my mental health or whatever.
Speaking of Glastonbury, though, there is like some kind of boards up around the country of like some kind of. It's like. Secret stuff or something, kind of giving hints about a secret set. I wonder, will it be Lewis?
Yeah, maybe. They do sometimes have that at like all the gigs that this is like, you know, a surprise set. There's a lot of buzz that it could be him. And we'll have to wait and see.
Well, if he needs a backup dancer, Dave was busting out some serious moves during that.
I was, yeah.
Here in studio. Well, very beautiful. Very ice skater-esque.
Yeah, it was more kind of ballet hand movements.
It was very nice.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Lewis Capaldi.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I welcome you in to one of the greatest parts of your week. Okay, well, my week anyway, let's put it that way. This is where I rank from 5 to 1 some of my favourite niche things. In the past, I've done lines from Titanic, I've done spells from Harry Potter, and I've done songs from Phineas and Ferb. This week, I welcome you to Dave Rank's Boot Up Sounds.
I don't know what that means.
I hear you say, Dave, what is a boot up sound?
What's a boot up sound?
A boot up sound is when you turn on a piece of technology and it has a little bit of an audio, nice little, almost like an audio massage.
I hear what you mean.
A massage for your ears.
An aural.
I have done something similar to this in the past. I did a Dave Ranks
kind streaming of like service.
Logos streaming for streaming service. So like, you know, the way Netflix is goes, dum-dum. You know what I mean? Things like that. So we did all those. But this one I decided to do for boot up sounds. So we go straight to 5th place. This one, fantastic. Love it. Little bit creepy, hence the 5th place. It's the PlayStation 1.
Oh. Wow.
Thoughts?
That's very of the time. Because,
yes,
like, late 90s, early 2000s, any media for kids was like, it's a scary world out there and you will die someday. That's like what we were served.
I do feel like I'm in a little bit of a spa or something when I hear it.
It is quite nice.
A spa of doom.
A spa of doom. All right.
Also quite long, sorry.
We move on to fourth place, another games console. You will see the continued theme throughout this Dave Ranks boot up sound. In fourth place is my favourite games console. It's the Xbox 360.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's very nice. I can see that like brings happiness to me. That brings back good memories.
Having heard that, I'm really excited for the top three.
All right, well, let's go to the top three. Let's go back to Sony, who really changed the game with their second console, the PlayStation 2.
Ooh, whoever saw that coming?
And when the game works, wait for it. Oh! When that very scratch CD actually works and it goes...
Yes, because if it didn't work, it gave you already bad noise.
It was awful.
And the screen went red.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
Yeah, scary.
Really, really not good. But it only made it to the top three.
Okay.
In second place of Dave Rank's boot-up sounds is a games console that I never had.
Oh.
But for this sound alone, I always wanted. In second place for Dave Rank's boot-up sounds, it's the GameCube.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
It's a little bit like Milchek in Severance last episode where he's doing the band thing. I really enjoy it.
It is a bit of life around the place for the GameCube. Very good.
But here we go. Dave Rank's boot up sounds in first place is not a games console.
Oh.
It is a computer system.
Oh.
And that computer system is Windows 7.
Yes.
Oh,
Very deserved.
Oh, it's just a go again.
I was about to say, can I?
I just feel like getting logging on there and playing pinball.
Oh, yeah, you are on the family PC in your living room.
It's an absolute
The landline's been switched off.
Yeah,
and you're ready to dial in.
You haven't gone Windows XP because there were some great noises on Windows XP. The start-up and the close-down of that. But maybe close-down doesn't fit into boot-up.
Maybe
I think a lot of time it can be kind of contentious on Dave Ranks. I'm fully in agreement with 5-1 this week.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that was a really good Ranks.
What a great day all around.
Yeah. Fabulous.
For the
Fabulous.
One more time, please.
Please.
Okay. I feel like life is worth living.
Yeah,
that's booted me right up here.
That's my computer time.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin, I've been kind of anticipating this day all week because life is just a bit hectic right now. I have obviously my own puppy, 6 months old, and then his sister, Mila. She's a gorgeous little thing. She's my friend's dog. They're from the same litter, and she's on her holidays. So I said, I'll take Mila. Don't worry about it.
Your life has gotten so grown up in the last year. It's crazy. I don't know what happened, but it happened so fast.
Like, one second we were all in Coppers, now I'm minding two dogs. And
it's crazy.
It's just come at you fast.
Coppers could be a great place to bring the two dogs.
maybe so.
Some dogs in there already.
Well, a few bitches as well. But anyway, I have the two dogs and I'm minding them both, and it's actually fairly intense, to be honest with you. I was on my own with them for a few days when my fella was away working, and he yesterday was like, geez, I'm fair play. And I was like, you just can't keep your eyes off them for a sec, because they're typical siblings and they're quite mean to each other. And then we were in the dog park last night, and they're so typically siblings in the sense that at home they'll kill each other. But then a dog was kind of going for Mila in the park yesterday, and Seamus, like, I don't know, maybe I was romanticising the situation, but it seemed like he was standing up for her.
I used to do that with my brother in the schoolyard. Like, if someone was going at my brother, I'd be like, I will kill you.
But as soon as we're home to my brother,
I'm like, I will kill you.
Yeah, exactly. And that was so me and my sister as well. Kill each other at home, but in public. If anyone said a word to me, she's like, don't we talk to my sister? Like,
yeah.
Right. Anyway, so classic siblings. But to add into the mix this evening is my little nephew is coming to stay for the night while my sister and her fella and Florence the older niece of mine is off to a gig,
oh,
right?
Oh, God.
So I have two puppies and a baby tonight. We were saying this sounds like the worst combo of all time.
Worst movie ever.
And I realise I haven't got anything kind of baby-proofed for Will. He's walking now, right? So he is at liberty to absolutely destroy himself in the house. And I'm already trying to keep two dogs from not killing each other. Never mind actually injuring a baby as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? I really...
As I said, the most grown-up... You've just... if someone went through... went into a coma 2 years ago, they would have went into that coma listening to Emma Nolan talk about how she has three gigs tonight. How's she going to get to all of them?
Yeah.
And now it's she has three babies and a dog and there's also a cat. And where do I put the cot and what do I paint the walls?
Oh, stop. Okay, at least get back to gigs. So I was thinking, right, just to kind of baby-proof the place without having to spend any money on it because, you know, I'm only having this baby for the one night.
Imagine baby-proofing your house for one night.
It's all coming back off tomorrow. But I was looking in the presses to see what I did have to kind of do a little bit of baby proofing. And what I do have is a rake of Haribo at the moment because you insisted a few weeks ago that I buy Haribo for my dog minder.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to just Haribo the bejesus out of the corner of the tables.
Ah, clever.
Because
if they bump into that, it won't hurt.
Exactly.
That's very clever.
But the dogs might get a bit of a sugar rush if they go at it. That's kind of
sellotape some Haribo.
I don't have any high chair.
Okay.
So therefore, the only thing I can really think of here is to attach the baby to the stool and lock into place, wrapping the dog's lead around it.
Okay.
That's genius.
I was more thinking if you stacked the chairs.
Oh, my God. That's pretty smart.
Like four chairs, stack them up there.
Yeah. Because the kid is running around now and, you know, is very confident on the legs, how do I know where he is at all times?
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking I would take the dog's collar off him, which has a bell.
Yes.
Tie it around his ankle. And then I can tell when where the baby is based on the sound.
That's genius.
I think that's
But
probably...
then how do you know where the dog is?
Oh, God.
The reek of havoc he leaves in his midst.
I have a broken clothes horse that I need to go to the dump with because it won't fit in the bin. I'm just going to use that as a baby gate.
That's perfect.
As a baby... Oh, yeah, genius.
Up and down the stairs and all that.
Yeah. That's a great show.
And then I was thinking, with Seamus, he's 6 months old now, the puppy that is, we've nailed leave it, sit, paw.
They're
today, I just need to hurry up and teach him, find the baby.
Yeah.
Where is baby?
Perfect. Really good.
And that, my love, is my Friday night when you have what gigs going on? You've got a gig on in Fairview.
Yeah, probably Dua Lipa, Park. Probably
that's where I'll be.
Dua Lipa tonight.
Yeah, that's where I'll be. James Duffy.
I'm
you be devout to miss James Duffy
on O'Connell Street.
I'm going out.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
It's great not having
give us less detail
kids
about
or
that,
dogs.
Please.
Give us more details. Give us less details.
Say less. I'm going out. Okay, Dave.
Yeah, I need to sort my life out. You've really frightened me with the whole coma analogy. Okay, deep breath. Chaos is about to ensue as it is the final Friday of the month. We're about to launch into the shortest quiz.
Can I breathe out yet?
Oh, please do. Oh, God, please do. Please do. Really short quiz questions, really short answers. This is Chaos on the radio. If your phone starts ringing, please turn the radio down in the background or it'll sound like muck. Shall we proceed?
Please, let's do it.
Roisin's up first.
Yeah.
Hello, Roisin. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi, Roisin.
Hi.
Let's do this, Roisin. What says meow?
Cat.
Oh, yay! Very good, Roisin. Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye, Roisin.
Thanks, Will.
Bye. Over to you now, looking for you, Mac. Hello, Mac.
Hello.
Good morning, Mac. Hi, how are you? Welcome to the shortest quiz. Here's your quiz question. Spell your name.
A-N-T-H-O-M-Y.
M-A-C-A... What is it?
So his name is Anthony, but his name is also Mac on WhatsApp. You can't decide.
Oh, very close.
Okay.
Not two names.
Do you know what? You said some letters, so I'm going to give you some IMC Cinema Pass. That's all great. Have a great one, Mac/Anthony.
Good luck. Bye-bye. And now we're looking for you, Karen.
Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Hello,
welcome.
Hello, Karen. Welcome to the shortest quiz. Okay, spell...
Hi.
Hiya. Spell no.
N-O.
Yay! Well done, Karen.
Well done. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you, Karen. Have a great day.
Good luck, Karen.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye.
And we're looking for you now, Leanne.
Hello.
Good morning, Leanne. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, Leanne, are you ready for your question?
I am indeed.
Do a growl.
Ooh.
Pirate Leanne on the phone. Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you, Leanne. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Happy Friday.
Bye. Good morning.
Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Janet. Welcome to the shortest quiz. Are you ready for your quiz question?
I'll go for it, yeah.
Do a boat noise. It's more of a jet ski. But we'll give it to you.
Can I ask, what were you looking for?
Oh, yeah. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you, Leah, or Janet.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Guys.
Good
well
luck.
Today. Bye.
Two more.
Okay. For now. Yeah.
Lisa, where are you at?
Lisa.
Hello.
Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the shortest quiz. Are you ready for your first question? Your only question.
Okay. Go ahead.
What do you sleep on?
Bed.
Yay! Could have said
a fella. What?
You could.
Sleep on the show.
All right, IMC Cinema Pass on the way to you. Thank you, Lisa.
See you, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Final player.
There's a voice crack there.
Means he's lying.
For now.
Susie, hello? Hi, there you are. Hi. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Susie, yellow fruit? ?
A banana.
Well done, !
You're off to the cinema, Susie. Good luck.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye, Susie.
Bye. Okay, shall we go again?
Please.
If you want to get on air, if you want to win some cinema passes, the easiest way possible, message us the word short on WhatsApp now, please. Just the word short, 087711 1038. We play the shortest quiz again next. We're kicking off round two of the shortest quiz, and up first is Leah. She's there.
Hello.
Hey, Leah. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Good morning, Leah. You ready for your quiz question?
Good morning. I am.
Here we go. Do a Cork accent.
Oh, Jesus, bye.
Awesome. Very well deserved.
I love it.
Very well deserved. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you, Leah. Have a great day.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Looking for you now, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer, morning.
Welcome. Hello, Jennifer. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi, how are you?
Are you ready for your question?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, perfect.
Okay, Jennifer. Something that smells.
My child.
Fantastic. Give him a shower or her a shower before you bring her to the cinema.
Of course, I will.
Thanks, Jennifer.
See you, Jennifer.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Two more.
Four more.
Looking for you now, David.
Hello.
I'm right here.
Hello, David. Welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you?
How are you, Dahi?
Good morning, folks. How's things?
Good. David.
Happy Friday.
Pizza topping.
Pepperoni.
Oh, beautiful, David.
Classic.
Fantastic. Cinema passes on the way to you just for that. Congratulations. Have a great day.
Bye, David.
Well, boys, have a good weekend. See you, boys.
Bye.
Last player.
You know what that means.
For you, Emma.
Hello,
there she is.
Emma, good morning. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona on the shortest quiz. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Emma, you are our final player, which you know what that means. Here we go. Here's your question. Do a sneeze.
Achoo!
Yay!
Is that for real?
Emma just sneezed in studio.
Truly,
are we saying snows?
At the same time. Sneezed. Snows.
Snows.
It's an Emma thing.
It's an Emma thing. Girl,
we just in sync like that.
she took my instruction really literally.
Right.
Emma, congratulations. You have won yourself IMC Cinema Passes. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Emma. 1038.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, welcome to Friday.
Hey, welcome to the weekend.
Morning. Bad news for you and me, Dave.
Oh, great.
You get off on this one, Emma. Stanley Cups are cancelled.
Oh, no.
Not for the reason you think.
Because of Wick.
Because we're all going to get really bad wrinkles from, like, sucking on the straws.
The sucking of the straws.
Yeah. There's, like, mad straws that have come out now that, like, are a flat base and you just kind of, like, put your mouth
splash your face.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like a smoker's line. The kind of like you know, it's kind of described like a cat arse.
Oh,
so, you know,
right.
Like the lines around the mouth.
Yeah. So I've been trying to do this, like, it's just suck it like at the side, like it's a, I don't know, like Like it's a cigar and like I'm Al Pacino.
Yeah,
it's not
but there's
working.
No way. You have to purse your lips no matter what.
I started to, when I was sick, right? Like I had the flu at the start of the year and it was so painful to do literally anything that I couldn't suck water through a straw.
Yeah.
So what I did was take out the straw out of the Stanley cup and just screw the thing back on and just tip the water into my mouth using this.
You drank water.
I drank water.
That is crazy.
So like, say for example, I have my Stanley cup here, right? And then I'm just going to take out the straw. I'm going to pop off the straw.
Yeah.
But I still have the thing. And so I just squeeze that together and then...
Why has no one ever thought of that?
That's quite smart, Dave.
You look like a baby bird.
Thank you. I feel like one.
Come here, we got to kick off one more tune. This is the part of the show where you choose the last song of the show. All right, last song. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. This song is going to launch the weekend. You're voting for Emma, Dave or Fiona. And this week, I've gone for one of my favourite songs from my teenage years.
Dare you?
Cheers to the freaking weekend. There is Rihanna and Cheers.
Drink to that.
I thought it was Avril Lavigne.
No, that's Rihanna.
Oh, I don't know that song.
If you want to hear it, message the word Emma, please, to 087 711 103. What a throwback.
Or if you want a song you've actually heard, how about this one? Ed Sheeran, Camila Cabello and Cardi B. What a collaboration. It's South of the Border. Do you want that to play as the last song of the show? It's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Oh, I've got this in the bag. I've gone for this.
What is this, Michaela Hayes' show?
Maybe a little bit. That is Kylie Minogue, Padam Padam. Vote for us or else you're a homophobe. It is Pride after all. Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Always reminds me of Electric Picnic last year when she played that, actually.
Yeah.
Listen, I have gone for Rihanna. Cheers. Come on. Message in the word Emma to hear it in full.
I've gone for Ed Sheeran, Camila Cabello, Cardi B. South of the Border. That's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
And I've gone for Kylie Minogue, Padam Padam. That's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711
We can't warn you enough. If you want to get to Longitude for free, today's your last chance with Michaela Hayes from 10 o'clock, okay? Be with her from 10. She'll tell you everything you need to know about how you win your weekend passes to Longitude.
Okay, now I'm sure you've heard all this story all week, but it truly is the end of times. I kind of thought like North Korea and Russia were the only countries like ran by dictators. But nope, apparently now it's America and it's getting wild, right?
And at least North Korea has a water park now.
It does, and a beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, I was thinking about going there. And they're advertising a marathon.
So there you go.
Yeah, but you can only do 5K if you want.
you can do a marathon, but here's the kick. It never ends.
Never ends. So listen, some Norwegian guy tried to get into America and they checked his phone because that's a totally normal thing to do at the border control now. Yeah. Earlier this week, the State Department announced that visa applicants from the US or to the US are now required to make their social media profile public. Mm. So the government basically can go in and have a little look and what are you tweeting?
My boyfriend's colleague is married over there with kids and everything. And his social media was checked. He's a Lebanese guy and he was deported. Oh, and his family are still there.
Sorry, oh my
what?
God.
For sharing stuff about Palestine.
That's crazy,
that is insane,
man.
Isn't it insane?
But anyway, they
I
went through...
I thought they were all about free speech. Mm.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. They went through this Norwegian guy's photos, right? And they found a meme of a bald JD Vance with puffy cheeks, basically looking like a big baby. And they say it's a photo of extremist propaganda.
Oh, what? Shut
That's
up.
What they said. That's what I said. And they didn't let him into the country. They deported him. Right?
Sorry,
I just think this is mental. So the creator of said image, like the actual JD Vance image, is a guy called David McNamee. And basically, he made it on Twitter. Mm. And it went super viral. And he basically did a little bit of an interview about it. And he said... He knows that JD Vance has these photos on his phone himself.
Yeah, so come on. And this guy who was trying to get in didn't even make the meme.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he just had a screenshot. So this reached our very own Dáil this week, which I really enjoyed. I'm sure you've seen the clip, but if you haven't, it's Ivana Bacic talking about how ridiculous it is for a Western country to be doing this.
This week, a young Norwegian tourist detained by ICE at Newark Airport and sent back to Oslo. Why? He had this meme on his phone, Minister. A meme depicting Vice President J.D. Vance as a baby.
Meme unlocked just by that. A meme, Minister. A meme.
She didn't need to print it out. Yeah. She was doing the most. Like, she was like, I want to get a laugh.
It was excellent,
today.
Excellent. So I was thinking of other reasons that, like, reasons that I couldn't get into America.
They'd be stopping you.
Yeah. Pippa does a lot of work in the US, and I plan to go over with her, like, more and stuff like that. But I was looking at my own social media, or I was looking at my WhatsApp, or I was looking at different messages, and I just searched the word Trump, and I am cooked. There's not a chance. I have texts from my dad. It's a photo of the Vatican, and you know the white smoke from when the Pope is elected?
Yeah.
He texted me a photo of orange smoke, and he said, in case Trump is elected. Donald Trump announces that, oh yeah, I had a screenshot of a meme. Donald Trump announces that Leah Michelle will lead the Department of Punctuation and Spelling.
Very good.
I have a message from my mate Megan in 2017. It just says in capitals, Ivanka Trump is in Gossip Girl. And I don't think that they like Trump being a gossiper.
No.
We were talking in a group chat and I was saying, remember this person we used to hang out with? Well, now she thinks 5G is poisonous, coronavirus was made up and Trump is brilliant. What a mentler.
Oh, no.
So that won't be great. A text from my mate that says, the Venn diagram of weirdos who work in CEX and people who stormed the Capitol and supported Trump is a circle.
That is derogatory. CEX workers.
And then I wrote to my friend about that movie that came out last year or this year. Trump getting liposuction in that movie, never seen anything more disgusting. Oh. I think I will be refused from America for that line alone.
I think I'll annoy them in the worst way because they won't be able to find anything. Well, maybe in my WhatsApp, but on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, Trump is muted.
Is he?
No word.
But even that itself, Emma.
That would annoy him.
How dare you not want to listen to his tweets?
That's the thing. I think that would drive him nuts.
I've got some good ones. My Notes app breakup post for Trump and Elon Musk that I actually performed on the show. They won't like that. I think this is the end. A picture of me and Rosie O'Donnell.
Come on, you're done. Rosie O'Donnell.
Game over for Fiona.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh my God, never leave the country again.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hello. We've talked on the show, we talk about it quite a lot, about how AI is, you know, great and very useful and very effective, but also kind of scary and a beast that we, you know, need to kind of understand.
Art is dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's kind of scary, to be honest. And I think this is kind of the freakiest of all. Basically, Mattel, who, you know, produced loads of the biggest toys in the world, including like Barbie.
Oh yeah, don't they do like the Rubik's Cube or something?
Yeah,
they do some weird bits.
Wow. But their plans for Barbie next, obviously Barbie had a massive couple of years with the movie and everything.
Yeah. They're
back in the news because they're thinking about integrating ChatGPT into future toys, including these Barbie dolls. So, for example, they're saying like the magic of AI could be inside the stall and you could be having full-on conversations with your toys.
Oh. Sorry, has no one literally watched Megan, that the second one of it just came out about the killer AI doll who kills everyone around her, apart from the girl who owns her?
Naturally, a lot of criticism saying it's a really reckless social experiment to do, like concerns being children can't fully distinguish between reality and play.
Yeah.
Mm. I think that's an issue. AI human conversations may harm social development, some are saying, and risk of reduced peer interaction. If I was that age and I could either go out in the rain and kick a ball, which I didn't want to do, or sit and chat to my Barbie, I know what I'd be doing.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be leaving the house. So they're saying that they're going to be adding safeguards to all this and everything. And
tickle me, Elmo. Elmo tickles your back.
This OpenAI CEO guy who like has faced this criticism has said he personally hopes his own child will prefer human friendships over AI ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously. I mean, clearly.
You need human interaction to realise that you're a weirdo. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you can't, a toy will just accept you no matter what.
Exactly.
But people will be like, no, don't be weird.
Yeah. Exactly. But I had a go with this morning. I was like, look, let's just see what it's capable of doing. So I said to ChatGPT, will you have a conversation with me as if you're my Barbie? And will you Barbify everything up?
Okay.
So then I put that through, put that through a Barbie voice generator and this is what I got.
Oh,
okay. Now the voice needs a bit of work when it comes to Barbie, but I said, hi Barbie, what's the weather like in Dublin today?
Okay, bestie, grab your cutest pink jacket because today's weather in Dublin is like cloudy, but still kind of fab.
Okay, so then it went into more detail.
So then I asked her what their thoughts was on the Middle East.
Of course.
It did go into kind of much further and deeper detail.
Oh, and just a heads up, there's a potato blight warning from Met Eirin. not super glam, but hey, farming is important too. Even Barbie knows that potatoes are a whole vibe in Ireland.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Is it happening again?
Sorry.
Are the Brits here? What's going on?
There's a genuine potato blight warning, but the way that Barbie said, I know that potatoes are a whole vibe in Ireland.
This is how I'm finding out there's another famine.
They are a vibe. And that is one way you could put it.
Continue.
Need outfit inspo for cloudy days? Or want to plan the ultimate Barbie picnic anyway? I've got you. Dream big, sparkle more, and stay fabulous.
Emma,
I think Barbie's
that thing
on
will
something.
Kill you.
That's what I think.
Please, it's like I'm
the,
worried.
It's like that Krusty the Clown doll in The Simpsons yeah. that goes evil.
Also,
you forgot to switch it to nice. Yeah.
How did they get Sydney Sweeney to do the voice? Yeah. What's going?
Then I asked Barbie, I said, how do I make more friends in school?
Oh. Smile and say, hey.
She broke.
Do not say that. Do not go to school and go, hey.
Yeah. So in the middle of making that work, she broke. And I know that for parents, like electronic toys can be really annoying. And imagine this.
Smile and say, hey.
I finally said, please, can I come and hang in your dream house?
As bestie, you absolutely can come for a play date at my dream house. It's pink, sparkly, and full of fun surprises. We'll have fashion shows, dance parties, and maybe even bake some glitter cupcakes.
Okay, but when? When? And give us the air code.
And how?
When is this happening?
How do you cook? Show me how you cook.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's stage two. That's when AI next year, apparently, they're going to be, the robots
cooking
cook and everything.
I'm scared of that. It's
in my day, I had to make up the voice for me Barbie. It wasn't very nice. Good spin.
Get ready. Spin 103X. Golden ticket. Hey,
yeah. Yeah, we want to send you on your holidays to Fuerteventura for a week. All with thanks to Sunway.ie. That is Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And it's Kira on to play this morning. Do you have any plans for the weekend?
No, not really, but... celebrating.
Hopefully yes, celebrating.
Hopefully exactly. celebrating. I like it. What's the plan for the day?
Working. Just working, unfortunately. I work a marketing team for Flutter.
So that's why you know unfortunate, because you're down with the marketing lingo.
Yes, Kira.
That's it, yeah.
Kira, you've no holidays plans for summer, no?
No, no plans.
All right, well, let's see if we can plan you. Fuerteventura, have you ever been?
No.
All right, well, let's see if we can get you there. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah, but I can't remember what I have to do.
Oh, well, never mind then. See you later. No, of course, I'm going to run you through it. Basically, in essence, Kira, some songs are going to play and you need to guess them within a certain amount of time. Okay, does that sound like something you
perfect.
Could do?
Yes, I can do it.
I like it. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You'll win that Golden Ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, Kira, you only need to mention one artist, right? Let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that. Only mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you are allowed to swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap at any point, all right? And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Kira?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Where are you from, by the way?
Knockline.
Kira in Knockline, which I want to say is... it does that have a number at the end of it? Is it like Dublin 22 or 24?
Oh, I would have thought it was like 16.
No, it's 16.
Oh, hey. Very good, Fiona.
Same as me.
Is it?
I'm 16,
I thought it was like... and then I was like wondering if it was just South County Dublin or something. Listen, I haven't clues about me D's. Huh? All right, here we go. Kira, 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Chaperone.
What's the song name?
It's the one she spells. Yeah, it's the one she spells.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
Let's give it to her.
Chaperone, hot to go, or H-O-T-T-O-G-O. You got there, good
whatever
woman.
You're having yourself. All right, 15 seconds left for the next four songs. Okay. That one took you 10 seconds there, so if you can speed it up a little bit. It was a great start. It was a great start, Kira.
Let's go for song two. Hopefully you'll know this one, Kira, and don't forget you have a swap remaining. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Swap, Leila. Swap that out.
Would you?
Kenny Grace there. The song is Strangers. Pretty big last year, I'm going to guess. Or the year
that's
before.
That's a rough song too now, yeah, I want to say, for Kira. Very, very rough song too. A bit dirty.
So, with that said, what I'm going to say to you is, remember the name of that song, okay?
Don't remember the name.
Okay, but now we've reset the clock to 15 seconds. You've got a new song too.
It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. We were
strangers
at the
bar. They were playing. Strangers, Benson Boone.
No. Other sad lads.
Scottish.
No,
no, no.
Has Tourette's.
Got new music out today.
Stop
the clock.
Well done. Strangers.
God, if you would have really handed you the name of the song there.
Yeah. I know, I'm gonna be in trouble for that, but I did it for you, Kira. A lot of sad men in music.
Oh, a lot of sad men.
Yeah. Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah, you're a sad man that doesn't narrow it down.
Moncrief, Keane DeCrow. That's Lewis Capaldi and Strangers.
Now, Kira, you only have two and a half seconds left. I don't think you're going to PortAventura, but you could still manage to get halfway there, even if you know the song. That'd be pretty impressive.
You've got 2.6 seconds left to get this one.
Let's
give it a go.
Let's give it a go. Song three plays in 3, 2, 1, start clock.
Love
One.
Me not, Renee.
Oh, yeah.
You ran out of time. It's ran Raven time. And A. You would have been close there. Yeah.
That was great.
That
though.
Was actually really good, Kira. Well done. We got to song
Why
three.
Why was that the first song? I'm so sad.
You know what? We will take your feedback and bring that to producer Callum, all right, Kira?
He's
Thank
always
you.
Welcome.
All right, thanks so much.
Guys. Have a great day, Kira. Good luck.
Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye,
Kira.
Bye-bye. Just like that. Game over. It rolls on and it lives for another week somehow. Mm-hmm. It's a miracle, this thing, how it survives. If you want to play Monday, Golden and a WhatsApp, send it over to us on WhatsApp on 087-711-1080. Now, Emma, Dave and Fiona with you, and we're here at McDonald's. It is Friday. Time to hand over to our producer, Callum, for the best bits of the week.
Absolutely not. You can think about that again. What a week it's been. And what a weekend it is to come. Dua Lipa is playing the Aviva tonight.
Oh my God, yeah.
Dua Peep, Dua Leap Cod. It's Pride weekend, and we're also paying out the biggest cash machine ever later today. Mm-hmm. But it can't all be good things.
Why can't it?
Because I welcome you to the worst bits of this week.
I just know.
None for me,
I know this is going to be bad.
I think I have a clean slate this week.
Oh, I've had a bad week.
It's just Dave.
Emma revealed what she's going to do with her first anniversary with her boyfriend Jack, and she gave us all the ick.
I suggested we go back to the same pub where we had our first ick.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah.
It gets worse, so. But I'm thinking about doing like full role play. No, as in like he's in the pub waiting for me. It's a first date.
I'm like, that's worse.
I was thinking it was better.
The worst thing about this is Pippa's going to get ideas that we have to do that on our anniversary.
I fully support that. I
can't
that
wait.
Is the best bit of my week.
Got me out for it yesterday, can't wait.
Yay.
Oh, God. Ew. I don't even think about it. Dave returned from his holidays and he had us all on edge.
Don't mean to be racist, right?
Oh, God.
I don't like where this is going whatsoever.
Dave.
Well, I'm going to be... listen, some things have to be said.
It was 9 o'clock on Monday morning.
I was like, what did I say? I was like, Euros is just a kebab.
Yeah.
And then the next day he said, I don't mean to be homophobic, but...
Yeah, well, it was sexist.
Not only content with that, the next day he returned with this.
At the risk of sounding... incredibly sexist. Again, for context, I said, I don't know if Emma or Fiona know that there's two Ronaldos.
Okay.
They didn't. I was correct.
And
I'm not sure about the second one.
Finally, I'm not even allowed to look in Fiona's direction anymore without causing her problems.
Thank you very much, Padraig. All right, it's hump day. We're getting ever closer to the main event of the Cosme. Is it? Are you looking at me because it's not Wednesday? Is it? Okay, right.
I'm just looking at you.
Every time Callum looks What's at me, happened? I think it will be my last day. It's Wednesday. We're getting closer to the cash machine.
Totally thrown by just him looking at you.
Yeah.
You're a scary man.
No, he sends the heebie-jeebies down me.
I was looking at my monitor. Yeah, I wasn't even looking at you.
I saw your head tilt and I thought... my days are not
just have faith in the days of the week, all right? I have been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits of the week. What day is it today?
Wednesday.
Thanks, Callum. Okay, listen, quick
dictatorship
recap.
Dictatorship this is.
Which song do you want to close the show in mere moments? Will it be my pick this week? Really going to need your help if you want to hear it in full. Bringing it way back. Rihanna and Cheers, Drink to That if you want to hear it in full.
That sounds like Avril Lavigne.
It samples Avril Lavigne.
Ah. 087-711-1038.
The word Emma, please.
I've gone for this. My time in Ed Sheeran, Camila Cabello, Cardi B. It's called South of the Border. Do you want it to play as the last song of the show? I'm going to need your votes. Dave and a WhatsApp. 087-711-1038.
And I have gone for this. Do you want to hear this or are
you homophobic. It's Fiona. Now WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. And that, of course, Kylie Minogue. Ba-dam, ba-dam.
Emma, Dave, or Fiona and WhatsApp right now, please. You're running out of time. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to get your votes in on who will be the last song of the show. Come
at the
on,
risk
Rihanna.
Of being homophobic.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
Are we the only people not going to one of the many gigs on this weekend?
I did just put my name in the draw for Dua Lipa tickets.
I'm doing to Dua. Oh my God, I might see you there.
I probably will not.
Hey. There's a little draw in work. There's a pair of tickets lying around the office. I'm busy, obviously, minding a baby and two dogs. Dua Lipa. Yeah. You're potentially off to Dua Lipa. Callum's going to the bird. Where are you off to? See some gardens?
Yeah, just a nice little Sunday, Saturday greenery in the Botanic Garden.
Pretty good.
Oh, wow. Into the grave diggers after with you
absolutely,
now?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Listen, you have been voting for one more tune, the final song that's going to play on the show and launch the weekend in style.
Absolutely, and the votes are in. Emma went for Rihanna. Cheers, drink to that. Dave went with the Holy Trinity of Ed Sheeran, Camila Cabello and Cardi B. With South of the Border, we were reminiscing about the number 6 Collaborations Project album.
So good.
So many bangers on that album. Bangers.
That particular song, South of the Border, does remind me a bit of COVID and doing a radio show from the end of my bed. Oh. And it took me about months listening to it to realise what that song means. It's bold, as in south of the border.
Oh my goodness, I can only apologise for choosing that.
It's not about like crossing a border.
Qualification. And Fiona went with Kylie Minogue and Padam. Padam, I can tell you with 24% of the vote finishing last, it's Dave Hammond and South of the Border.
No, what?
Everybody knew of the Rudy Doody
lyrics. Get out of it with your smut.
So it goes 34% and 42%. And I can reveal the winner with 42% this morning is Rihanna. Cheers.
No way.
Emma Nolan.
Thank you so much. Reminds me to do my leave and search. Not good times, really, but yeah. Enjoy the weekend. Michaela's
next.
Bye.